Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with Plush Care. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Red hot comic book movie news, shooting up your butthole. The Weekly Planet, The Weekly Planet.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of The Weekly Planet, official podcast of comicbookmovie.com. My name is James. You may know me as Mr. Sunday. I'm an editor at that website. With me is always my co-host, Nick Mason.
Friday record. That's Friday what
record.
Doing.
Unusual.
So what if news happens?
It won't. I've called Hollywood.
Oh, okay, great. Okay, yeah. Well then we're sorted. Fantastic.
Yeah, Friday night. So this is, which is actually like a Thursday day.
Oh, we're missing so much. Hot celebrity news.
What if they release the Batman v Superman trailer?
They will absolutely never do that, right?
They say, the rumor is that.
Who's they?
The internet. The guy from Latino Review.
I was just going to say Latino Review.
With Jupiter Ascending.
Oh, right. But we won't get any reports on that because nobody's going to see Jupiter Ascending.
Exactly. So it'll just slip right by.
Yeah.
Would you go see Jupiter Ascending if this is the only way to see it?
I'd probably see Jupiter Ascending, actually.
Yeah, I guess. I guess we will, right?
Yeah. How bad could it be?
What was I speaking of? I was speaking to Sean Willits, animated friend, about Jupiter Ascending.
Uh-huh.
And just watching that trailer, there's so much happening,
yep.
But who cares?
Exactly. There's so much happening, but at the same time, there's nothing happening.
Yeah. It's like he's an elf man from Jupiter.
He's got jet boots.
He's got jet skateboard boots. Mila Kunis is a secret princess.
Yep.
Did she
play two roles?
I think, I don't know.
Trailer could have made it a bit clearer.
And there's like sail ships in space.
Yep.
And it all looks nice, but it's like, who cares?
That's true. Like, it looks nice.
Mm.
But at the same time, like, you've had films like Interstellar and Gravity that are doing real space stuff that also looks
amazing.
And
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, exactly. But, like, you know, you're saying, oh, here's these grounded real-world spaceships in this environment that looks amazing.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, here's these sail ships. And if the cinematography isn't as good, I think people will be like, oh, look at this CGI in space.
Yeah, I feel like almost, we've kind of gone past this. Mm, like, throwing everything at the screen at once.
Yeah.
Anyway. It remains to be seen.
Let's
by
go
us.
In with an open mind. Let's not.
Little chance of that.
Mm.
I've got some HBO news.
Oh, yes.
Game of Thrones, your favourite show.
Teaming up with Entourage.
Yes.
Crossover. Great.
That returns on April 12th.
Oh.
Which is cool.
Okay.
Are you going to get up to date?
By April 12th?
Not necessarily, but by the end of Game of Thrones this season. You've got until April 12th and then 10 weeks after that. And then we can do a Game of Thrones episode.
I have some free time in April.
Yeah.
I reckon I can do it.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
You'll love it.
All right. I'd say I won't love it. God.
People want a Game of Thrones episode. That's a lot of saying. But yeah. Also, that's the same day as the lineup.
Okay, how about this? Hypothetically.
Mm. Yeah.
I get up to date.
Yep.
And I hate it. But I force my way through it. And then we do the Game of Thrones episode. And it's just you talking about Game of Thrones. Just me going... Just double thumbs down.
I think people can appreciate that.
I guess so. They can appreciate a different opinion,
proper critical analysis.
Isn't it though? Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. It's the same night. So the Sunday night lineup is Game of Thrones.
Entourage.
It's done.
Rerun of Entourage. Just a 5-minute segment of the Entourage movie.
Yeah, a featurette.
Great.
Yeah, yeah. So it's Game of Thrones, Silicon Valley, and Veep. Veep I haven't really seen a lot of. I got to get into it. I've seen a few of the first season, but I heard it gets really, really good.
I really like Veep.
Yeah.
Silicon Valley, I've never...
Silicon Valley's great.
I don't love it, though.
Really?
I watched a couple, and I'm like, I'm not on board.
I'm well on board.
I like everybody on it, but I don't... All right, I'll give it another try.
Or not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe old Game of Thrones it.
Our friend.
Oh, yes. Liam Narrow it down. We got a lot of friends.
Oh, yeah. Liam McIntyre.
Don't know who that is.
The guy who plays Spartacus after the first Spartacus died.
Oh, your mate.
Yeah, I know him. Yeah. Okay. Though, he would not, if you went up and said, hey, do you know this guy? He'd be like, what?
Oh,
I'd have to be like, in front of him, be like, I'm this guy.
Okay,
do you remember
right.
me specifically from this? And then he'd be like, yeah, okay.
Oh, sure. Okay.
This is because I, basically.
It's not you were good friends and now he's got sort of Hollywood amnesia.
No.
Right, okay.
No, he used to manage a cinema near me. But, like friends of friends, whatever. Uh-huh. Yeah, nice guy. This is before he was famous, obviously. He didn't do Spartacus and then come back and manage his cinema. No, there's anything wrong with
Look,
that.
I loved Hollywood, but none of the acting and the money and the fame. What I loved is presenting cinematic excellence to people on a small scale and cleaning up children's vomit.
Yes. But yeah, he's playing the Weather Wizard in Flash TV series. So that's cool. Even though we've already had a Weather Wizard, if you recall, that was Clyde.
Sure.
Clyde Weather the Weather Wizard.
Yeah.
And he's playing Mark Weather Wizard.
Oh, sure.
Mark Marden. So that's cool. I wonder if he's going to have his wand.
Yeah, like, the other one didn't really have a wand, did he?
No, he just could do it.
Yeah.
He could just do the weather.
Well, maybe the power of his weather control goes into a wand.
Ah.
And then Mark Weather Wizard?
Yes.
Then he gets the wand.
Cool. Yeah.
He's like, finally the destiny of my surname. I've done it.
Are you excited to hear that or? It's another Spartacus alumni entering the Flash Arrow universe.
Oh, yes.
There's been a few. The Amanda Waller, who's in it. She's in it. The guy who's Crixus in Deathstroke.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. He's in it. There's a bunch of others. So, yeah. The guy who played Boomerang Man.
Do you think they're
Boomerangington.
Do you think they're... Oh, yes. Do you think they're set in the same universe?
Yes, definitely.
And those...
Reincarnations.
Yes, good. Right.
Without a doubt. Yeah. But why wouldn't you pull from Spartacus? Spartacus has a great cast, so, you know, solid. Solid all around.
Would you say it has a great casticus?
No.
Oh. Then I've got no interest.
Did you... Star Wars? You like Star Wars? Wars?
What?
You know what Star Wars is?
No, I know what Star Wars is, yes.
Good.
Yes.
Okay, this will help. This
Great.
Next
okay,
bit.
Cool. All right.
Two of the leads from... what's the ones? The Raid.
Oh, yes.
I can't really pronounce his name, so I apologize. Iko Uwais and Yayan Ruhain.
You nailed both of those.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. They've been cast in the Star Wars movie.
Interesting.
In unknown roles, or people have speculated, possibly as fight choreographers.
Okay.
One of them played Mad Dog. The other one played a different one. I can't remember. I haven't seen those movies. I've watched
really
like a
good.
Lot of the clips of the fights, and I'm like, this is good. I should watch all of this. But then I haven't.
Right.
Some actually said that we should have mentioned them in the best of last year, best movies of last year.
Well,
the Raid 2.
Yeah, The Raid 2, yeah. Actually, that was really good.
Yeah.
Didn't even think of that. Yeah. There you go.
Didn't like it that much then, did you?
Yeah. Although I gave it the award for best scene set on a train where a woman kills a whole bunch of people with hammers. But...
Wait, doesn't that happen in Old Boy? Not on a train. And not.
He's got like
a woman.
One hammer, I think.
Yeah. Oh, she has like more than one hammer.
So two hammers.
Two hammers.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a lot of.
She's got two hands and a heart, don't she?
No, I mean, maybe. I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm just having a drink of this soda water.
Great.
Yeah. You like soda water?
Not really, no.
Why not?
It's bland. You're a bland man.
That's how you keep.
It matches your bland countenance. Edward James Olmos is joining Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yes, he is.
As an undisclosed role.
Hmm.
But I would say, what do you reckon?
A corrupt S.H.I.E.L.D. agent.
I'm going to say an old corrupt S.H.I.E.L.D. agent. I'm going to say they go to somewhere and he's there. He's chilling out.
Yep.
And they're like, oh, it's our old mate, S.H.I.E.L.D. agent Edward James Olmos. He'll help us on this.
Yeah.
And then he'll help them for most of the episode. And then it turns out he's betrayed them.
He's the captain from Battlestar Galactica.
He's the captain from Battlestar.
The whole time.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Cool. Well, I mean, he's good, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's in things.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like a nice guy, probably. I don't know anything about him in real life. Like, his real personal
I imagine
life.
He's a bit cheeky in real life.
Oh, really?
He's got that glint in his eye.
He sure does.
A bit cheeky.
Yeah. But sure. Maybe, is he old enough that he could show up in Agent Carter? It's probably
not,
is he?
No, surely not.
Because he'd be probably 60, maybe 65. Maybe even a bit younger. I don't know. Which means he'd be, like, just born.
Right, sure.
So he'd be a baby.
Yeah.
They'd be like, oh, my God, it's Edwin James almost as a baby.
Sure, absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah.
Flashback. Nice. Anyway. That's great news, I guess.
Uh-huh.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yep.
Got some movie release dates for you here.
Oh, yeah, I'm ready. These are things that I enjoy and remember. You could say, you could tell me this exact news next week, and I'd be surprised.
Maybe I'll try that.
Right.
Maybe I will. Gambit.
Oh yes.
October 8th, 2016.
Channing Tatum revealed that, right?
Yes, he did.
On Twitter, he's like, "Hey, you know."
Yeah, that was it. Yeah. No dates, just a, and people just inferred.
But he said, "How do you say October 16? Whatever in Cajun." Much the same, I'd imagine. Except you add "I guarantee" at the end.
Yeah, that's right. So yeah, Assassin's Creed, December 2016.
Do we know anything about that?
Fassbender's in it
as the Assassin's Creed.
Yes,
or as Desmond, the unlikable future protagonist.
I hope they don't do that.
But how could they not do it? Like, if they want sequels and they want Fassbender, he has to be the running guy.
I guess,
right?
So
he has to be. He has to be the.
That's easily the worst element of those games is the future stuff. Oh, and a lot of those games are not assassinating people. I played through Assassin's Creed 3. I've said this before. And there were so many hours in, and I'm like, I haven't even... Just point me at somebody and I'll kill them.
Right.
And it's like, meet George Washington. Oh, hello. I'm Declaration of Independence.
I've got wooden teeth.
Yeah, exactly. It's that.
Yeah.
A lot of it.
Great.
And like, the mechanics are great.
Right.
But it's like...
But you're building a little homestead and stuff.
Yeah, naval battle.
Ugh, gross.
No.
Yeah.
Shut up. So,
yeah, I think they started those games with the idea. It wasn't the idea, and we're digressing here, but it doesn't matter, because what is this show if not a succession of digressions?
Yes.
The idea behind those games was that you are this man from the near future.
Yes.
And you're living the lives of your predecessors or your ancestors.
Yes.
And in each successive game, you were going to go to a different period of
ancestry
until it became the present day, and then you were going to become the future assassin, right?
Yeah.
But then...
Spoiler alert, I guess.
Yeah. But then I guess the middle two... Like, they got lazier by two, right?
Or two, but the...
Because they were like, well, just use Italy again for a few more games, right?
They used the same engine and... I mean, like, they rebuilt the cities or whatever, but it was the same character, the Italian guy.
Uh-huh.
Can't remember his name. And then three was entirely new.
Right.
And you were like a Native American dude.
Yeah, yeah. And but then there were like, there was like, there's alien technology and stuff like that.
Yeah, in three, Desmond Miles, spoiler alert, dies at the end.
Right.
He touches like an orb because the aliens are like, we know who you are, Desmond Miles. And he touches this orb and he drops dead because the prophecy is that he would lead the new human revolution.
Right, right.
And then he would become like the new Jesus, right?
Right.
With t-shirts and all.
Oh, sure, yeah.
And then in the
future... I was stupid. The point up to God.
That's right. And that's very good. And then, what was he going to say? And then, but generations down the line, as it is often with religious teachings, it gets twisted and there's wars fought over because the different interpretations of whatever. Uh-huh. So he kills himself, basically.
Right.
He sacrificed himself to stop that from happening.
Right.
And I haven't played after three because I'm like, I'm out.
Fair enough. So it seems we're now stuck in this universe where people kind of enjoy the historical aspects of it.
Yeah.
But they hate the future alien stuff. But
yes.
But the universe is now saddled with that.
Yeah.
So people just be like, I want to be an assassin in the Revolutionary War or World War II or whatever. But then you're like, oh, but we've got to deal with aliens and the prophecies and the magic orbs or whatever.
Then one, actually, the one that I did play on Vita, your favorite system.
Oh, yeah.
Where you play as was it a French lady.
Oh, yes.
That one's only in the past. And it's basically like, you've got access to this person's memories. And that's it.
So
I don't know what the new ones do. I don't care.
Uh-huh.
Unless they're like, they bring one out and they're like, this is the best game you'll ever play.
Yeah,
I'm out.
Right.
Not interested.
Good.
Because other games use, like, for example, Shadow of Mordor, which I haven't played, takes the climbing and that of Assassin's Creed and all that good stuff and mixes it with the Arkham fighting.
Mm.
Because the Assassin's Creed combat is very kind of clunky and...
Yeah.
It's not... I don't know if you've ever played it.
Played a little bit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, well, I'll just play that because that sounds way better.
Yeah, mate. Okay, more dumb release.
Fassbender's out.
Fassbender's,
so that's great, I guess. The next Rotpota, Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, whatever.
Oh, yes.
July 2017.
Okay.
And Fantastic Four 2, June 2017.
Wait a second.
Yes.
What about 1? What happened to 1?
It's still coming out.
They're just not releasing it.
Yeah.
Look, guys, we'll just spare you the first reboot and...
Excited?
No! Why give us a release date of the second one? We haven't seen anything of the first one. Why are they keeping it so under wraps? Because it's garbage. That's why.
Yeah, like there's been a lot of rumors about this and that and I don't know. And whether
maybe Miles Teller will get a sweet drum solo though.
Oh, I watched Whiplash this week.
Good, right?
Amazing!
Yeah. My favorite part of Whiplash...
The slapping.
Yeah, the slapping and J.K. Simmons. And yeah. It's all pretty good, but my favorite part of it was, and if you haven't seen Whiplash, there's a guy, he's a guy and he's obsessed with becoming the best jazz drummer.
Like us.
Yeah, exactly. And he's drumming away and he's, you know, you can see the fury in him and his hands are all torn up
because
he's, you know, he's drumming away and he has to feel the music, but he can't stop, and you know, he's just, these hands are just torn up or whatever.
Yeah.
And then it comes to the end of the film and the friend I'm seeing it with, just, she just leans over and there's like, she's got like eBay auctions for drumming gloves. And I'm like, oh, that would have saved everyone a lot of trouble.
Yeah. Maybe you can't be the best drummer in the world
if you've got drumming gloves. Yeah, maybe it's cheating.
Yeah. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. Anyway, Whiplash 2, when's that coming out?
It's not ever.
Oh, wow.
Fantastic Four 2,
though. It's when Miles Teller teams up with Whiplash from Iron Man 2. He didn't die.
We'll get to that, though, because Whiplash, there's a Whiplash reference in Agent Carter, which we'll be talking about.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We'll get to that. Actually, I'm going to type that in because I'll forget.
Okay, good.
Whiplash! Variety have reported that Scarlett Johansson has been offered the lead role in the Ghost in the Shell live-action Ghost in the Shell movie.
I heard about that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay with it?
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah, look. And again, yeah, I don't know. We haven't seen any of, like,
they keep saying we're going to make this
live-action remake. Yeah, we're going to do Akira, and we're going to put, what's his face in it? That
Evans,
guy you like.
Chris Evans.
No.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
No, the guy
Jr.
you like.
Whiplash.
The dreamy guy you like. Zac Efron. That's the guy you like. They want to put Efron in it for a while.
I like Efron.
I don't know if they're still going to do that.
Yeah. But there was a whole lot of concept art that came out of that. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And well, I think the only one that really, I mean, I'm sure there are others, but Dragon Ball Z, I think, put like, not the Dragon Ball Z as Akira, they're very different, obviously. But that kind of put a halt on all of that.
Yeah.
Oh, they did Avatar as well.
Last Airbender.
Though that's not actually, I think that's made in the US. I'm fairly certain.
Uh-huh.
But it's just made in that style.
Right.
Maybe wrong. Or maybe you're wrong. I don't know.
Oh, I don't want to be wrong. But yeah, no, you're right, because we haven't real, aside from those, we haven't, I would say Akira and Ghost in the Shell are kind of classics.
The biggest, yeah.
Yeah, and you know, the issue was obviously, do you get these films with Japanese characters and then what sort of whitewash the whole thing?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not, you know, I guess if you're doing it for Western audiences,
yeah,
maybe, because if only because they don't really have a lot of Japanese American stars or whatever to put in there,
yeah,
and they want names.
What about the guy who played Diamond Face? I don't know if he's Japanese. Is that racist?
Yeah,
okay,
it's racist against diamonds, certainly. but I don't know. I want to let's see one good one before.
Yeah,
we just cast, we dream cast all these.
Sure.
Dreamcast,
okay.
All these future ones, you know.
Yeah.
Let's see Akira and see if it's any good on any level.
Yep. Sure.
And then if it's good, I'll see Ghost in the Shell.
Sure. Yeah. Absolutely. But the Ghost in the Shell will be first.
Oh, then we're doomed. Because we've gone out of order. This whole system's out of order.
You need to really put someone like a, I don't know, like the guy maybe who did like a Duncan Jones on Akira or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
So I remember whoever was on Akira, I was like, I don't know whether that's the...
Was it like a music video director?
I can't remember. I think it was like the guy... Oh, I could look it up.
Okay.
Directed by feature-length filmmaker, newcomer...
Yes.
Rye Robinson.
Oh, Rye Robinson.
Do you know him?
No.
Neither.
Well, that's pretty excellent.
Now I'm going to quickly Google him.
Okay, good.
Okay, so he's an Irish guy. He did The Last Days of on Mars, which I actually have a copy of, I haven't read, watched, and Imaginary Forces, which is a short, and some other stuff, but no, nothing.
Sounds like the perfect choice for Akira or Ghost in the Shell or whatever you said.
Sorry about that.
It's all
right. Slight divergent. Daredevil, the Netflix TV series, has a release date.
I'm listening.
10th of the 4th of this year. Which is 10th of the 4th, as in our 10th of the 4th. Because US do it the other way.
April. That's soon.
That's real soon.
Yeah.
That's great. Yeah. So that's super exciting. Stephen DeKnight, who was a showrunner, I think he was also Spartacus showrunner.
Spartacus. Are you friends with him? Are you good friends with him?
I'm not. I only know one Hollywood guy who doesn't really know me.
Right.
That's
right.
It. That
fantastic.
Is the limit.
But he knows everybody else, so.
Yes, he does.
We're LinkedIn.
.com. Would Stephen DeKnight, he was doing a lot of questions on Twitter about the show, and I kind of read through them, and you know, it's interesting. It's like, will there be a lot of blood? And he's like, not really, not like Spartacus, but it'll be pretty brutal, whatever.
I mean, sure, I have some leftover blood in my garage from Spartacus. I got drums of it. I'm going to try to use as much as
get
I can.
Get in there somewhere. That's that's how he goes from black costume to red costume. Just into the blood, in the back out again.
Yellow costume.
So no, I think they're skipping the yellow costume. That's what I've heard.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah,
it's embarrassing. No wonder he's blind. That makes sense. Yellow costume.
But he said, what would he do for Daredevil season 2? And I put this bit of news in specifically for you. He just said, oh, you know, remains to be seen, but I'm a big fan of Wilbur Day, who's Stilt Man.
Yeah, finally.
So, yeah.
I would enjoy seeing any attempt to make him.
Just, yeah.
Because he's the one guy you can't, like, it's so difficult to, like, reboot. Almost any other villain, you can sort of reboot him and make him kind of cool. Yeah. But that's all he's got is stilts.
Yeah.
You know?
Doesn't he have other tech on him?
He's got like a heat ray gun and stuff.
But what if, say, Iron Man has like a jar of quarters and it's like on top of his cupboard?
Oh, yeah.
And Stilt Man wants those. Is there anything he can do?
Look, he could use his stilt powers. Oh, great.
The Netflix CEO, Ted something, he said the... Ted Netflix said the...
Ted, a video on a demand.
What?
Video on Demander. That's his name.
Okay.
Yeah.
He says that the... What's his name? The Jessica Jones series may not land this year.
Okay.
Which is... Because they haven't even started filming it. So right. He's just like, we'll just do it. He's like, he goes, we'll play it kind of fast and loose. Like, if it's ready, it's ready. If not. Right, which is good.
Yeah.
But he also said there's probably be sequels to all these shows, depending on where they go.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is also
and
good.
I would say, like, they should probably follow the movie model in that they... They shouldn't link them all together in the first run. Mm. Like, see how they stand on their own.
Yeah.
And then once they've all kicked off and they're all working, then cross them over.
Which I believe is what they're doing, I think. Because they're all... Because they're bringing them in the Defenders. Oh, remember that? They're doing the four separate and then...
Yeah, nice.
Whatevs. Now, we were going to see Taken 3 this week. Sorry, Tak-3-in.
Yeah, Tak-3-in.
We didn't.
No.
Because...
Who cares?
You know, I had time yesterday to see it. I even made a little thumbnail. YouTube for a review.
And then was it Liam Neeson holding a gun?
Yes.
Right.
And then I went, you know what? I don't want to see this.
Yeah, okay.
So I just didn't.
But things happen this week.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. So we've got other things to talk about.
Let's talk about other things. We'll get to Taken when we care more about Taken.
Which is never.
Probably never.
Apparently it looks not bad. Apparently it's not good at all.
I've been tricked by a trailer.
My brother said it was like...
Which brother?
The one you don't like.
Okay.
Do you want me to continue?
Yeah, that's all right. I'll hear him out the once.
It's like a Grand Theft Auto movie, but like not in a good way.
Okay.
So, yeah, make of that what you will.
Sounds kind of appealing.
Mm. Mm.
Colorful characters. Jumping
Crank,
out of planes.
You know, it's like a Grand Theft... Crank is like a Grand Theft Auto movie.
It is, yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Anyway.
See, that sounds great. Once again, your brother doesn't know what he's talking about. Does he listen to this? Hi.
He does. Right. Yeah. Ant-Man, though, had a trailer.
Oh, yes.
Big launch trailer.
Yeah.
Some people were like, that's pretty average. Some people were like, Ant-Man. What did you think of it?
I thought it was very somber.
Yep.
I thought it was very serious. There was not a lot. There was a joke, maybe?
There was two jokes, sort of. There was like that, huh? And then the kind of like...
Can I change the name? Yeah.
Which I think that huh was kind of like to break the kind of somberness.
Yeah, right.
And I think that the joke at the end was just like, we know this is... Sounds dumb.
Right, yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, yeah.
Just...
Do you think what they may have done is they've just gotten in every... Like, every time they film the scene, they got Paul Rudd, like a one-shot of Paul Rudd, and he just goes, huh. Yeah. Like, if they ever need to break the tension. If they run, you know, they edit it all together, and they're like, some of these scenes are a little heavy.
Yeah.
There's the comical look of Paul Rudd going, huh. And people are like, oh, he's great. Yeah. Oh, he's so good, that guy.
So likable.
Yeah.
Yeah. Possibly, sure.
Yeah, okay.
But I feel like, as well, you can't... Do you remember Iron Man 3, the first trailer for that?
Yep.
Very somber.
Mm.
He's like, everything's falling apart. My life's a mess.
Yeah.
I'm in the snow. And that was just like...
There's a robot in my bed.
Yeah. And that just... That was like comical as.
Mm, yeah.
So I wouldn't count on it.
They probably... Like the mainstream audience maybe doesn't want a wacky...
Yeah.
Want wacky superhero stuff. They want a standard issue kind of... Sort of sci-fi-ish drama, kind of action drama. I guess maybe.
Do you have faith in this movie being a good thing now that Edgar Wright has left?
Again, we've discussed this.
That's right. Everybody's talking about it forever. Yeah.
For all new listeners, Edgar Wright, director of Shaun of the Dead and Space, and other stuff, Hot Fuzz,
Scott Pilgrim,
World's End. He was going to be directing this, and then he dropped out for various creative reasons that have not been clearly...
They talked about it a little bit this week, and how though it was basically different directions.
Okay, right.
Essentially, yeah. Mm. Yeah. Cause,
how dare a director have a different direction?
Well, I think a lot of what he contributed to that film and where he wanted to take it, because he jumped on board in 2006.
Right.
And that was before this universe was established.
That's true, yeah.
So I think... Now you have to kind of tie everything in.
Right now, and now he clashes a little.
It feels like that's a condition of every one of these movies.
Yeah.
You have to hit certain beats.
Yeah, and so I've said essentially, it's probably going to be a good movie. Yep. I'm going to enjoy it because it's got Paul Rudd and all that sort of stuff. Marvel Universe is going to be great. But I don't know if I'm going to be 100% happy with it unless Edgar Wright comes in and says, hey, this is exactly how I would have done it.
Well, I've got some news for you.
Oh, yes.
Edgar Wright has not been credited for the screenplay.
Oh, interesting.
Apparently, the rewrites that Paul Rudd and Adam McKay did, who did Anchorman, are so extensive that they are the screenwriter who are credited for.
Oh, interesting.
Like, he's credited as story ideas.
Right.
But it sounds like that this is way different than what it is. And what I think may... Oh, this is just me speculating.
Yeah.
Big time.
Oh, yes.
Just so you know.
Uh-huh.
I feel like... Because he made allusions to a few years back that you can change a character... like Hank Pym, and nobody's going to get upset because a lot of people don't know who Hank Pym is, for example.
Uh-huh.
And it kind of, to me, the rumors were that Hank Pym was going to be like the bad guy.
Uh-huh, yep.
And maybe because of what happened with the Mandarin, where they changed the Mandarin's origins so drastically that people flipped out.
Yeah.
I feel like maybe that was one of the...
Maybe,
and that's pure speculation.
What do I
know? I only know Liam McIntyre. So.
Yeah, it's true, yeah. I don't know, because, I mean, they did sort of extensively change... Iron Man's backstory for the first one.
Nobody knew anything about Iron Man.
Right. But I don't think people are watching the Marvel Cinematic Universe and then going, well, I better research these characters.
I disagree.
Oh, okay.
I reckon people are definitely doing that. I reckon the amount of people that are on board with Marvel Comics, and everybody's an expert now since this universe kicked off.
Interesting.
That's what I think.
Okay. Yeah.
And I think Guardians of the Galaxy gets away with it because that's very obscure. But Ant-Man is like a founding member. Like
for
your diehard Marvel fans or Wikipedia fans like us.
Yeah, totally. I think, though, that Hank Pym is kind of a bad guy.
He is a bad guy.
Like, he hit his wife.
Ultron.
He's gone mad a lot of times.
I mean, a lot of that was early day stuff. But
I think you could have him go mad for 2 hours.
Yeah.
And then be like...
Like Jeff Bridges' Iron Man mad?
No, maybe.
Do you think the twist could be the Douglas is the bad guy? Because some people have said that as well. Like he wants the yellow jacket armor or the Ant-Man armor for himself.
No, because he's given away the Ant-Man armor.
I think that...
Do you think it's
he's lost his company and this is a whole...
Do you think the Ant-Man equipment is in his building?
It's possible,
yes. And Paul Rudd has to get it out.
Yeah, I think that might be part of it.
Okay.
Or maybe he has the old one and he wants the new one. I don't know. But I think there's going to be some stealing of the Ant-Man suit.
Oh, there's going to be heaps of that. Yeah. There's going to be some parkour. Not a crazy amount, but a little bit.
Enough.
Yeah. Enough that you believe Paul Rudd could do it.
When Ant-Man shrinks and drops from a great height...
Yes.
His legs obviously don't break.
Correct.
What's up?
It's all very vague. I'm sure
Thin particles.
We
did an episode on it, actually.
Yeah, we totally did. It's going to be very vague. Like, he's tiny, but he retains his normal mass some of the time.
Yes.
Some of the time he doesn't.
Sometimes he has enhanced strength. Sometimes he doesn't.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes he flies on a little flying ant.
Yeah, we saw a bit of that, didn't we?
Yeah, definitely did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, do you want to talk about the special effects in the trailer?
Okay, cool.
What do you think of the shrinking effect? It looks like the gas.
It's a gassy effect, isn't it?
It's a gassy effect, yeah.
Because he's wearing the gas mask.
Gassy, yeah.
Gassy.
And you can kind of see that. I did a video, but you can see the gas when he's in the shower.
And
then, like,
it could be steam.
Shower's not on.
Oh.
I mentioned that in my video. In your face.
Oh, good.
Counterpoint.
Great. Hang on, but it could have been. He could have switched it off.
Why would he?
Still a bit of steam.
Why would he?
Can you see an exhaust fan anywhere in the frame?
No.
In your face. but I mean the shrinking effect, such as it is, we don't really see it.
No, it's what you kind of do. So I like the initial. You see him kind of. You see as he gets smaller, everything around him kind of gets bigger.
Right. It seems more the thing in the bit in the shower does seem a little bit more like Get Smart in the phone booth.
Yeah, sure.
where Don Adams just drops to he just lets go of his legs and just drops to a point where you can't see him anymore.
Yeah.
I feel that was the shrinking effect. They're like, okay, Rudd, we can't see below your chest. Just drop out of frame.
Is that actually what happens in Get Smart?
I think so, yeah.
I mean, obviously they didn't really build a flaw that... Of course it is. Of course it's that.
Yeah.
I'm an idiot. Yeah. You know, Don Adams never watched an episode of Get Smart.
Good. Good on him.
Because he hated the laugh track. But he watched every episode of Inspector Gadget. Because he did the voice of Inspector Gadget.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
He didn't
true.
Really watch it.
No.
Oh, he may have. I don't know. I hated Inspector Gadget.
Yeah, all right, fine.
He's a dickhead.
No, I also hated Inspector Gadget. I wasn't going to go there, but you're
why?
Right. He's got all the amazing technology and he wastes it.
He's an idiot.
Yeah.
And he always goes after the dog. He's dangerous.
Yeah.
Exactly.
He's got a laser in one of those
things. Doesn't know what's up with that.
There's one scene in that. I think we've talked about this before.
Don't care.
There's one bit I like in every episode of... Every Inspector Gadget I've seen, there's one bit I like where like he goes like water skiing or something and the bad guys like trap him underwater in like this iron cage kind of thing. And he just kind of like he pulls the laser out and he cuts through the bars and he kind of just walks out like it's ain't no thing. Like he actually uses his powers correctly. And I'm like, good. Apply that to the rest of your career.
He doesn't even know that he's done anything at the end.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the chief comes in and is like, you've done it. And it was clearly his niece and the dog that did it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he just takes credit. He just goes, yep.
Yeah.
He's clearly insane.
Exactly. Like, what world does he live in? He's got cyborg madness, is what he has.
Good live action adaptation, though.
No, incorrect.
I haven't seen it.
Do you mean the one with French Stewart?
I do.
Yeah.
Anyway, do you think we're going to see some flashbacky Michael Douglas Ant-Man?
They're going to have to youthify him, aren't they?
Mm, or they'll just get another actor.
He's got
the mask on.
What if they get old Michael Douglas footage?
What if they get Michael Douglas's son?
What if they got Kirk Douglas?
Is he dead?
I think he's still alive. It's not, we'll look it up. It's fine.
For those at home, Mason's hand slowly moved towards his iPad and then he shook his head.
Can't do it. Yeah, it's fine. I reckon he's still alive.
Could be. Mm. He's good. He's really good, yeah. Kirk Douglas. He was Spartacus like our friend Liam McIntyre.
Oh, yes. We know a lot of people have been Spartacus.
We do.
Yeah.
One guy.
I'm Spartacus.
No.
Just like the...
Yeah. Like the thing. Yeah, so what do you... Yeah, do you think it's good saying... Would you care that Hank Pym's old?
No.
Yeah.
Look, we're going to have to make some concessions here.
Sure.
Like, we can't... You can't compress 75 years of Marvel Comics into an ongoing, like, movie world. It's not... It's impossible. Like, we can't run it in real time. It's not going to happen.
It's a different universe.
So we're going to have to take some of these characters who are, you know, legacy characters or multiple, you know, have had multiple identities or whatever. Just chuck some of them.
Yeah.
It's going to have to happen.
I think this is the first time they've actually done that as well.
Well, I say more of them. Every time.
Every time.
Yeah.
Just go to the kid Iron Man.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
There's actually a rumor about that.
Iron Lad.
That you know, the kid in Iron Man 3.
Yep.
The rumor is that he will become Iron Man in 2019.
Interesting.
I know, that's true. I mean, who knows how that kid's going to grow up?
Yeah,
a lot of these kid actors grow up to be gremlins.
Correct.
So you don't know.
Correct.
Yeah.
Mm.
But because in the comics, wasn't it? The original Iron Man was a sleeper agent, and they go back in time and get kid Iron Man to defeat.
Yeah, okay, so yeah, in the comic books in the 90s, I want to say late 90s.
Yeah,
it turned out that Kang the Conqueror, who's a time traveler, went back in time and drove Iron Man insane, and he became a villain for like decades or whatever, and nobody noticed.
Yeah,
and then
why not?
I don't know. So then, because there it is, and then so they had to go back in time and retrieve kid Iron Man.
Yeah,
like the teenage one.
Yeah,
and then they brought him into the present, and then future Iron Man like shot him in the heart, so he had to get the repulsor unit in his heart.
What are the odds?
I know, right? What a weird coincidence that particular character would have that particular flaw again, right? And then he became the head of Stark Enterprises and he built the suit and whatever.
Yeah.
And there's a scene where he goes to a house party where that song, What If God Was One of Us, is playing over the speakers.
What's that?
It's the highlight of that. You know that song.
I know it, but why is that?
I don't know, because it was popular at the time. It probably was popular like 2 years prior to that.
I was going to say, yeah. Because in the late 90s, what was that? I want to say that song was like 97.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Whatever. Great song.
Great.
What if God was one of us?
I don't know. Anyway.
That guy, we'd have to change his t-shirt.
Ah, oh, that's true. To the left.
To the left.
To the left or right. Yeah. And then eventually there was the onslaught thing. And then he went through a dimensional portal. I mean, when he came back, he was just regular Iron Man.
And just status quo.
Yeah, he was just like, I guess the people of Marvel Universe, like the general public and all the legal people were just like, oh, yeah. We have this every day.
Yeah. So hang on a minute. So present day Iron Man is not the original Iron Man. Well, technically. Does he retain the memories of insane Iron Man?
I think he's got... Not
that this will ever come up in the comics.
No, I don't think he does.
Okay.
I think he's just got... I think the timeline was just cleaned up. Like, because Franklin Richard, who can alter reality.
Yeah.
I think he just altered it all. Sure. It's fine again.
Just like, look, I've got this. Yeah. Just everybody just relax.
Yeah. I'm a 12-year-old with godlike powers that can alter reality. I'll take care of it.
Bloody Kang, mate.
Yeah, I know, right? He's can't just trust him.
Getting into it, isn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway.
What are we talking about? Ant-Man.
Paul Rudd's... I've got an email here from Adam West.
Oh, yes. Friend of the show, Adam
Friend
West.
Friend of the show, Adam West.
Not the Adam West, but the Adam West.
The Adam West, exactly. Yeah. Who's actually... His birthday is at some point around now. So happy birthday, Adam
happy
West.
Happy birthday, Adam West.
Yeah. I'd like to know what you guys think... if you guys think Paul Rudd is going to be very Paul Ruddy in this movie, like many of his previous characters.
I think he's going to provide a ruddy great performance. Right?
Yep.
Yep.
And if you're okay with that, I think he might come across as too much like Tony Stark if this is the case. Also, I was wondering how much you think his daughter will play into his character. And we haven't had a father superhero in the MCU yet that we know about. So, first question there. You're okay with his Paul Ruddiness?
I think he's gonna.
I think
they're gonna tone
he's
it down.
As charming as Tony Stark or Robert Downey Jr., but less of an asshole.
Yeah, okay.
That's
how
I perceive Paul Rudd in general.
Because and also because he's not.
Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah, he's not incredibly rich.
No,
like he's not positioned as this guy who's got it all kind of thing. Like he's a guy. He may be charming, but he's also super down on his luck.
Yeah.
Have we had the discussion about who they're gonna replace Iron Man with? When Robert Downey Jr. stops doing those movies.
Yeah, that kid. We just had it.
No, but I mean...
I think we've spoke about it. And like whether or not people would want to see an old Iron Man.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Or would they swap him out?
I think they're going to be like... I think Iron Man's going to fly off into the sunset. Or okay. Whatever, and,
into the sun.
Indirectly into the sun. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, look. I think once you replace one of the big characters, like you replace a Thor or a Captain America. And I'm not talking about you replacing for a different character. Uh-huh. You recast them. I'm not talking like, what's his name, War Machine, because that was a kind of a minor casting thing at the time. It would be a bigger deal now. I think once one happens, it'll all start to happen.
I don't think they're going to recast.
Oh, really?
I'm saying I think they're going to turf out Iron Man.
Okay, sure.
Just be like, well, he's retiring and now we're going to bring in...
Kid Iron Man,
precisely.
Yeah, look, I think that would be cool.
Anyway, Paul Ruddiness, I think he's toned it way down.
Yes.
Like, I think in... other films, if he's going to sell, like in other films, if he was going to say, can you change the name? You know, he'd sell it much more Paul Ruddy.
Yeah.
But he's really toned this back.
He'd have like a cabinet that he'd open and there'd be a series of male colognes.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Did you say male cologne? You'd probably just say cologne, can't you?
Probably just say cologne, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, fair enough. And what about the thing about his daughter? We haven't had a character, I think, with a daughter, again,
that we know about. Wink. Yeah, I think it's going to be a major role. It was always... That was the original impetus for Scott Lang in the comics to be Ant-Man in the first
place.
Exactly.
That element's clearly like heavily borrowed.
And I would say it's going to be... You know, he has to step up and be a man to be a hero for his daughter because she believes in him or whatever.
In the comic, she's got a heart disease.
Yeah.
And he has to rescue a scientist.
I'm going to say maybe the technology to save her is in the Pym building.
Sure.
But he can't get... Nobody can get to it because...
It's on a big shelf.
It's on a really big shelf, exactly, yeah. If only Stiltman were there.
If only. Yeah. Get on it, Daredevil Season 2. Yep. So, yeah, I like that element. I think it adds it makes him sympathetic in a different way to what we've seen. Like, Captain America's sympathetic because he's a super nice guy and he's out of his depth. Or he's out of his era, sorry, and everybody he knows is dead.
Right,
Or super old.
Sure.
Or Bucky, who hates him.
Sure, yeah.
And, you know,
Or a computer,
yes. Bloody Zola.
Yeah.
You wouldn't want to see him again, would you?
No, you wouldn't.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think it's a good way to make it like a sympathetic kind of character.
Because
Hank Pym, like you said, is a jerk.
Yeah.
So if you want someone more, he's like a Reed Richards, like he's so obsessed with his work and whatever. He doesn't think of the consequences of things.
Yeah.
Like a real Michael Douglas in
Correct.
Real life.
Yeah. Yeah.
What about the suit?
A little robbery, isn't it?
Well, it's like it's from the 60s or whatever.
Yeah, true,
I imagine.
Yeah. Maybe he'll get a. Do you think he'll get a new one at the end?
Yeah, possibly.
Yeah, okay.
I like it though.
Yeah, nice 60s kind of vibe. Yeah,
I think
it's
cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like a wetsuit with some stuff on it.
Yeah, we don't really see it do much.
No.
Do you think it's got like a zap gun in it?
It might have a zap gun.
Zap gun.
Sometimes
right?
he has a little laser gun, doesn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sometimes he has a little rope.
Might have a rope to rope a like a big cockroach or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. But yeah, it's, I think I mentioned this briefly before. Yeah, with the 1960s stuff, would you like to see a young Michael Douglas running about?
Oh, yeah.
Doing a mission?
Yes, I would like to see
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that would be yeah. cool. I think you could tie that into maybe not Agent Carter because it's about, they're about 20 years apart. Because Hank Pym in this version, he'd be from the 60s or 70s.
Yes.
That's when his prime was, I'd imagine.
This is interesting too because this implies that there were superheroes.
Yeah, stuff was going
before
on.
Before Iron Man.
Yeah.
Which is... So in terms of time, we might have in Agent Carter, do you think we'll see some early superheroes?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, okay. Definitely.
But are they going to be good ones? Because how many good ones ultimately happen between...
I think we can get to that when we talk about Agent Carter, which is the next thing we're going to talk about.
Oh, yes.
One more thing. Uh-huh. Did you like the... I like when the shrinking effect, all the small particles that you see and that the focused, like the way it's the camera's focused, how everything in the background looks super far away and blurred and you can see like little dust particles and stuff.
Uh-huh.
I like that.
Great.
You didn't like it?
I was ambivalent towards it.
Okay, cool.
What else happened in that trailer? Anything else exciting?
Nah, not really. You don't see Evangeline Lilly. She's daughter of Hank Pym.
Yeah, yeah.
Who she's Hope Van Dyne or Janet Van Dyne.
She's Hope.
Hope Van Dyne, sorry, yeah.
Okay, cool.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm. She might be the Wasp.
Yeah, could be.
And the CEO guy, that's Yellow Jacket.
Yeah, right? Corey Stoll.
Okay.
Darren Cross in the movie. Yeah.
Mm. Okay, cool.
And nice. Have you seen the images of that guy's suit?
No.
He's got like a real techie kind of yellow jacket.
Okay, so that's
suit.
Good. Okay.
And he's got like extra arms and stuff.
Right, right. Okay.
Yeah, it's cool.
Nice.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Two thumbs up from us.
Yep.
Just together, collectively.
Oh, yeah, one each. Yeah, cool.
No, I like it. I'm looking forward to it. Yeah.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
You've probably heard this, or maybe you've even experienced it. A business gets to a certain size, and then the cracks start to emerge. Things that used to take like a day are now taking a week. There's too many manual processes just grinding away, and you don't have that one source of truth. If this is you, you should know these three numbers. 37,000, 25, 1. 37,000. That's the number of businesses which have upgraded to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, streamlining accounting, financial management, inventory, HR, and a whole lot more. 25. NetSuite turns 25 this year. That's 25 years of helping businesses do more with less, close their books in days, not weeks, and drive down costs. 1. Because your business is one of a kind, so you get a customized solution for all of your KPIs, key performance indicators, in one efficient system with one source of truth. Manage risk, get reliable forecasts, and improve margins. Everything you need to grow, all in one place. NetSuite allows you to have the power of all the information in one place to help you make more effective decisions as quickly as possible so you can keep moving, keep building, keep growing, or have more time off, whatever it is that you're looking to do. Right now, download NetSuite's popular KPI checklist designed to give you consistently excellent performance absolutely free at netsuite.com/weeklyplanet. That's netsuite.com/weeklyplanet to get your own KPI checklist. netsuite.com/weeklyplanet. When picking a commerce platform for your business, you got two choices. Oh, this piece of mother. Or sales. I definitely prefer. Don't you? Because that's a sound you'll hear when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that's supercharging your selling wherever you sell, online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Shopify is the best all-in-one commerce platform capable of handling your business's complexity no matter how big you grow. Step up to Shopify and harness the best converting checkout and the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. For example, Ruggable, Nix, Magnolia, Cotton, and so many more. Now you're probably thinking, sure, but migrating is going to be a headache. The Shopify App Store has the migration apps that you need to migrate your products, orders, customers, and more from every e-commerce platform to Shopify. And maybe you're one of those people who are like, hey, don't put me in a box. I don't want to be in this box, either metaphorically or for real. Thankfully, Shopify never will, because with Shopify, you can control your brand and business from your storefront look to your back office operations. And you know what's really annoying when you're checking out from an online store and you have to put in all your payment details and all sorts of numbers and letters and whatnot? Well, with the Shopify store, they actually remember my shipping address or your shipping address if you were using yours, plus the payment information. So say if I'm on the couch and my wallet is in the kitchen, I didn't even have to get up, which is my favorite thing. Stop leaving sales on the table, switch your business to Shopify and discover why millions trust Shopify as their all-in-one commerce platform to build, grow, and run their business. So sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/weeklyplanet, all lowercase. That's 1 month for just $1 at shopify.com/weeklyplanet. Shopify.com/weeklyplanet. Cha-ching sound effect.
So anyway, this week in TV, sort of the incredible weapons and artifacts of a genius are sort of scattered all over the world, and it's up to like a sexy super spy to act as a double agent and retrieve them all.
Correct.
But enough about reruns of Alias. Am I right? It's the same show. It's exactly the same show.
I haven't seen a lot of Alias. Is that what Alias is about?
It's exactly the same.
No,
there's
shit.
A character. There's like a There's a Renaissance era inventor called Rimbaldi, right? Yeah. Like a Da Vinci kind of character who created all these devices and weapons and things like that. And the bad guys want to get them all because they're around Rimbaldi, the world. Yeah. Right. And so, what's her face?
Alias.
Ms. Alias.
Jennifer Garner.
That's Jennifer Garner. She is a double agent because she's working for a terrorist organization that pretended they were part of the CIA.
Yeah.
And then she figured that out, and then she became a double agent.
Was it the sign on the door?
Yeah, it was the sign on the door. We're not really the CIA, lol. And then she had to, so she went to the real CIA.
Yeah.
And like, I'm gonna work with you guys, and then we're going to foil all their plans kind of thing.
Cool.
Same show.
Yeah. Never even realized. Well, who made, no, J.J. Abrams. I was going to say Joss Whedon. No, he didn't make that, did he?
No, that's right.
Abrams.
Yeah.
Take that, Abrams. Well, I guess Abrams is with Marvel. Well, Abrams with Disney, and Disney's whatever.
Yep. All right, what do you think?
So did that annoy you?
Not really. I mean, it's different enough.
Yeah, sure.
So far. But it is, like, Alias was just a succession of it was her putting on a succession of different wigs and dresses.
Yes.
And going to a location and beating people up.
Yes.
And taking a thing.
And that happened, didn't it?
Yeah, didn't it, yeah.
Well, look, it's solid ratings, apparently. Not great. This is via Josh Wilding of comicbookmovie.com. He's a good dude. You should follow him on Twitter.
Nah.
He's a good dude, Mason.
Oh, fine, God.
But people, though, the response was genuinely positive.
Yeah.
I wasn't watching it, but I had my Twitter stream up as it was happening.
Yeah.
There was a lot of people shouting that the Ant-Man trailer, because the Ant-Man trailer was premiering at the same time.
Uh-huh.
They left it till after the 2-hour premiere.
Good call.
People were losing their minds,
uh-huh,
like over it. But a lot of people were like, also like, oh, it's, you know, I tuned in to see the Ant-Man trailer, but this is a great show and uh-huh, whatever. So
yep.
I think generally the responses and the reviews that I've read have been pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I think as well, this has a bigger budget than Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yes.
But I think that comes down to this is only 8 episodes, which is great,
mm-hmm,
because a lot of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., especially season
filler,
1, is just filler.
Yeah.
And they've got the budget, I think maybe even a budget the same as Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. in 8 episodes.
Interesting, okay.
Which I feel like, well, you'd need that to make a...
Costumes, period sets and stuff.
Whatever, yeah. Uh-huh. Typewriters.
Glowy balls. A whole truck full of glowy balls.
Yeah, but I like that. Like, you know, there was the explosions that they're in it are quite good as well.
Yep,
because often TV explosions, not as good.
Correct.
But yeah. Yeah, you're right, though. Getting that period accurate stuff is very, very difficult. Do you like the character of Peggy Carter, though, don't you?
Yes. Yes, I do.
She's good, isn't she? She's a good actor.
Yes.
Everybody's an actor now.
Correct.
Yeah, yeah. She can clearly carry the show.
You definitely, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So much so that I'm... How are the rest of the characters?
Oh,
name another character.
Howard Stark.
He's probably not going to be in it that much.
Okay, how about this? This guy's really good. Jarvis.
Yeah, he was pretty good. Yeah.
I thought he was great.
He was certainly very British.
He was, wasn't he?
And that's now put pay to everybody's fan theories that Tony Stark actually has a butler called Jarvis that lives in his basement that operates all his Iron Man stuff.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Our famous fan theory.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
unless there's another theory that combines the two, email us in and let us know.
No.
Okay, don't do that.
So, yeah, but you're right. Like, the men that she works with in the agency, very kind of... they're fine. They're serviceable.
Yeah, yeah.
The dude with the one leg.
Legless Joe. Yep.
Do you reckon they're going to end up getting married? She mentions that her husband was saved by Captain America.
Oh, okay.
That happens in Winter Soldier. You see a clip where she, like a newsreel.
Oh,
she mentions
that's right.
It.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
It could be that guy. Could be that Chad Michael Murray guy, whatever his name is. The dude from the show about basketball. I don't want to be anything other... One Tree Hill.
Right, yeah. Okay, good. Okay. Is that about basketball?
Yes.
Huh.
Probably.
Okay.
Yeah, it was. Some of it.
Right.
Yeah, what about him?
Legless Joe.
No, yeah, well, them. Those guys. All those guys.
All those team. That team of interchangeable guys.
Yeah.
If they swapped out some of the actors, like let's say they swapped out two of the actors of those SSR guys, would you notice? Episode 2.
No.
Good.
Good.
It was a test. Well, yeah, they seem good.
Yeah.
I mean, there's going to be a lot of, what are you doing, Peggy? You're just a lady in this man's world.
But did you like how she used that to her advantage? Like, she'd bring them coffee and be like, now I'm listening.
That's true, but do you think that's going to be...
I hope that stops.
Yeah,
pretty soon. Because I feel like they kind of... That wears thin.
Yes.
And I feel like they jumped on that in the Agent Carter one shot.
Yes, that's true.
Which is set before.
They sort of underestimated her and then she crushed him.
Exactly. Mm. But even there, they're still kind of underestimating her.
Mm.
But yeah, I hope they put a stop to that.
That would be nice.
But anyway, whatever. Howard Stark.
Yes. Do you say, is he not that charming?
No, is it just me? I don't think he's very good. No, that's not the right word. I don't know.
The problem is that he has to ape Tony Stark.
Yeah.
Do you make him more charming?
Yeah.
Or do you make him less charming because Tony's the more charming? Like, it's tough to say.
Yeah.
And his mustache isn't as good. That's a thing, definitely.
And Dominic Cooper is a good actor.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm.
But I don't know, I feel like he hasn't quite, because he's British, he hasn't quite nailed the accent, that kind of, hey, dollar, that kind of thing.
Well, and also he has to do period dialogue.
Yeah.
And like a sort of a period New York-y kind of accent, right?
Yeah.
So he's got those working against him, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotham came back this week.
Who cares? Did it really?
Yes.
Wow.
There was some Poison Ivy.
Oh.
There's some...
The little kid.
Yeah. There's some Arkham stuff.
Nah, I don't care.
It was alright.
Was he a good Arkham guard or whatever?
Yeah, he was pretty good.
Okay.
He was pretty good. He was solid.
Great.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
When
do you think he's going to get out of Arkham?
Like 3 episodes.
Great. It's too many episodes, I'll be honest with you.
Okay.
Let's make it next episode if you're listening. Hang on. More about how... We should discuss Howard Stark more.
Okay,
sure.
All right.
Okay. He's all like, hey, doll, I'm getting on a boat. That's all I got.
Well, he's...
Because do you make him more... Because he's a genius, obviously.
Yeah.
He's kind of the playboy womanizer.
Yeah, he invents the repulsor things.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Do you make him less charming than Tony Stark because Tony Stark was born into money?
Yeah.
And so he's kind of inherently an asshole.
Yeah.
But then again, Tony Stark is also a genius.
Yeah.
And so he's built on his father's company.
Yeah.
So maybe, yeah.
You're right.
I don't know.
Yeah.
He's good. It's a fine line.
It really is.
I think Dominic Cooper is kind of damned if he doesn't, damned if he doesn't. You know?
And look, he's not bad. He's certainly not bad.
Yeah.
But I feel like he's not going to be in this that much either.
Yeah,
I feel like he's going to kind of swim in
and
out.
That's what I figure,
like a fish.
Mm, yeah.
Like a fish on TV, though.
A television fish.
Yes. Yeah. What about Whiplash's dad?
Oh, yes.
Vanko something?
Vanko. Well, he's Anton Vanko.
Yes.
Because his son's Antonovich Vanko.
Yes, yeah. That's right. Yeah. Mm. So he's working with Stark, apparently.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you reckon he's Hydra?
Oh, good question.
There's some kind of conspiracies in there. I'll be honest.
Oh, there definitely is.
I didn't really.
Spoiler alert, everybody.
Yeah, spoiler alert. Yeah. It's online, whatever. Yeah. Yeah.
Do you think people listen to this show before they watch an episode of something we talk about?
I think that happens a lot.
Okay, great.
Yeah. Yeah, so.
Maybe it's because they're like, well, it can't be worse than how they've described it. They've described this very poorly, so if I watch it, I'll be pleasantly surprised.
Exactly. Mm. But yeah, there's obviously some kind of conspiracy.
But I don't think it's a. Because at the end, Jarvis is like, oh, you've selected a good one. She has doesn't suspect a thing.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's because he's a bad guy.
No, definitely not.
That's a clear fake out to something very minor.
Yeah.
You know.
Like maybe he sold them on purpose, then didn't realize that it was the wrong guys.
Right,
or whatever,
exactly. Yeah.
Or whatever. Mm. It's like that other show.
Alias.
Aliens, too.
Correct.
Resurrection. The action's good, though.
Let me think.
The fisty punches?
Fisty punches are good, yeah.
She can really fight. She looks like she can fight.
Yeah, true.
So that's great. And that was I like that action sequence that was intercut with the Captain America radio play.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's a nice little nod to Captain America.
Yeah, true.
The man.
You're right in that she doesn't look, she doesn't look fragile.
No.
But they haven't gone, they've given her a decent fighting style that doesn't rely on her just
doing a matrix kick.
Doing a matrix kick or hitting somebody with the force of a Captain America or something like that.
Yeah.
Where you go, how did that
She'll grab something and
they've factored in her strengths and weaknesses kind of thing. And she's a trained fighter and that kind of thing. So that works.
That's cool. Mm. She looks good as a blonde too.
Yeah.
Mm.
Boy. Series of wigs.
You know what? I've just got here, though, as well. It's fun. It's a fun kind of romp.
Yep.
And I'm so glad that it's only 8 episodes. I just get it done. Get it done. You know what I mean? I think a lot of these shows could be 8 episodes.
Mm.
Pour everything into the 8 episodes.
Yeah.
I don't need to see 22 episodes of this.
Right.
You know?
I was having a discussion with somebody about this the other day. American TV seems to be experimenting with episode numbers.
Yes.
I think they've gone, okay, well, all British TV shows are 6 episodes or 8 episodes.
Yeah.
We want to be better than them,
mm.
but it would be more advantageous for us to do less episodes.
Yeah.
So we see a lot of 10 episodes, 12 episodes, stuff like that.
Yeah, like your Fargo, your bloody
House of Cards, was that short?
Yeah, House of Cards is short.
Game of Thrones is 10,
Game of Thrones is 10.
I'll never know.
the bloody True Detective is 8 or 10 or whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's cool. I like it. Because I feel like I'd rather watch 8 episodes of Fargo than 50 episodes of NCIS.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Which I don't think I've ever seen a full episode of.
I've seen a lot of episodes of that back in the day.
It's like the same show, isn't it, every week?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, boy.
Hayley Atwell actually has spoken about the show and the direction it's going to take.
Uh-huh.
I've got a quote here.
I'd like to hear it.
From Hayley Atwell herself. It's exciting the direction it takes. It's really clever the way the writers stayed on top of everything. Just when the audience goes, all right, I know what the show's what the show is, it goes in a different direction. So this is going to apparently do some kind of dog leg turn.
Oh, yes.
So that'd be cool.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. It'll probably be Hydra. No.
It's almost.
No, I hope it's something good. I'd love to see Bucky turn up.
Oh, yeah.
How cool would that be?
Yeah. You know, here's the thing about the modern day Peggy Carter doesn't remember anything.
Yeah.
So you can technically put anything in the show.
Yeah, good point.
How about this? Time travel episode meets up with Chris Evans again.
That would be great.
Modern day Captain America.
That would be
awesome.
They
meet up and then he goes back, to post Captain America 2.
Yeah.
But she doesn't remember it. She does at the time.
Yeah.
But by the time Captain America 2 rolls around, she doesn't remember it.
That
anymore.
Would be totally awesome. It would
be totally awesome. But then time travel.
Well, time gem. It's gonna all come
time
in.
Time gem. Good point.
I want to see them get together.
Yeah,
it's all I want in my life.
Yeah, exactly.
Because her niece or
whatever. Because then he can, if he goes back in time post Captain America 2,
yeah,
then he can still be sad in Captain America 2.
Yeah.
But then he goes back in time and he's happy again.
Exactly. Yeah. I'd like to see her brought to the present day and just like, now she's here. Yeah, it doesn't make any sense and it would ruin everything. And it would ruin the character of Captain America because you just give him everything that he wants.
Right, yeah.
And that doesn't make anything.
But it would be nice, exactly.
Yeah, it's just all I want.
You want
Iron Man flies into the sun, Captain America gets
Captain Peggy America Dana. Shows up at a cafe, he's got a wry little smile, he's in Rome or whatever. He's next to Michael Caine.
Yeah, exactly.
And then Hayley Atwell's there.
Yeah.
Great.
He does a running kind of shield hit at Christian Bale.
Yep.
That'd be great. Mm-hmm. Steals his table. Yeah, so also we can do like original Human Torch. Because they own that. Because he's at that Stark Expo from the 40s.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Is he?
I don't remember that at all. He's in like a... Oh, no. There's the proto-vision there. Like the animatronic man or something. And I think there's a reference to the original Human Torch.
Well, do they call him the original Human Torch? Oh, what we have here is the original Human Torch.
Possibly.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I guess so.
I don't know anything about him.
They can't say Human Torch.
I think they can. I'm pretty sure they specifically...
They can say Jim Hammond because that's his...
I'm fairly certain he's specifically like referenced, like you see either you see it or somebody says it.
Is it a glass case?
Might be something like that. I don't know. It was something like that.
We could look it up, but somebody screen cap it and send it to us.
Yes, via Twitter.
Yeah,
at Mr. Sunday Movies,
at Wikipedia Brown,
at the Weekly Planet Pod. Mm. Would you like to see a baby Tony Stark?
Ah,
it's too early anyway.
Yeah, too early
because he's probably about 45. Would you say, or maybe closer to 50?
Yeah, so he hasn't been born for like nearly 20 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. So time travel.
Time travel.
Yeah.
Time travel. So baby Tony Stark goes back to the 40s.
Yeah, exactly. And they're like, well, this baby's a real smug prick, isn't he? And then Back to the Future.
That's it. I forgot to mention that Peggy Carter is, well, she's in Age of Ultron, but there's rumors that she's in Ant-Man. John Slattery is apparently in Ant-Man.
As old
Howard Stark. Zola is apparently in it. This is rumors.
Oh yeah,
and there's somebody and Douglas obviously.
I reckon Ultron would give Zola a new body.
Ah,
like he survived somehow.
Yeah,
like on that USB stick or whatever. And he's given like I reckon he might be even given TV in the chest.
Apparently body. Zola, not Zola. I saw a promo thing for Ultron. Yeah. Apparently he is also. Some of the code from him originally came from Chitauri Tech.
Oh, interesting.
So it's a mix of that as well, which explains why he's a lunatic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm, so, because they're like just screaming lizard men, aren't they?
Yeah, pretty much. In the Ultimate Universe, they're the Skrulls.
Yeah.
But
they don't own the Skrulls.
Yeah. So now they're different. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. James Gunn actually mentioned a few characters that he wanted to use in Guardians of the Galaxy. One of them was the Badoon, but they don't own the Badoon.
Oh, yep.
Mm-hmm. And he mentioned a few others. They don't own... Who's the bug... The guy who's in the Guardians of the Galaxy, the bug guy.
Oh, yeah, Bug Man.
What's his name?
Can't remember.
It might just be Bug, but...
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. And they can't use him either.
That's a shame.
A few others, but anyway, whatever. So that's why they swapped out. He said he did a search and replace for Badoon for... Who did they end up using?
Just the Kree all the time?
The Kree, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So that's what he did for the script. He just
the Kree are better, though, I think. Ultimately.
Yeah, sure, whatever. The Badoon are more kind of... Like this.
Yeah, exactly. More of that.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. I want to see Bucky.
Okay. Well, he'd have to be...
You can even have him slip back into his old personality. That's happened in the comics before as well. Like, he's met Black Widow.
Yeah,
and he kind of snaps out of it.
Yeah,
and then they get him and they brainwash him again.
Yeah, true.
So that would be cool.
Yeah, yeah. But that's true. Like, he could only really appear once or twice, though.
Yeah.
Because he only gets unfrozen, like, every few years.
Yeah.
Right? So.
That'd be great.
Yeah, okay. Mm. I'll see that.
Me
too. Ah, yeah.
8 episodes. I mean, who knows? We probably won't.
Probably won't see it.
Cool if we did.
Yep.
All right. I think that's pretty much it from Agent Carter, though.
Oh, yes.
We talked about that, didn't we?
Disappointing part for me. Andre Royo as Spider, who's the...
Andre Rue, the concert.
Yeah, yeah.
The violin man.
The famous violin man that beloved by mums everywhere. Andre Royo was in The Wire. He played Bubbles. He was like a recovering heroin
addict. Okay, yeah.
And he was Spider, who's the fence in...
Oh, yeah.
With the white jacket.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he's in that.
And he dies.
I would have liked him to be in more episodes.
Maybe he'll be back. Time travel.
Oh, good point. Yeah. Good point. We can fix everything
with time travel. Yeah, I saw that guy and I was like, oh, cool. He'll be in stuff. I didn't actually know he was from The Wire.
Uh-huh.
But no, apparently not.
Yeah.
Dead.
I've got a lot of trepidation. If if Marvel finds out that they can just change everything with time travel, might be a disaster.
Yeah.
Now that I think about it.
Cool. Mm. Well, one thumbs up between us. I really liked it.
Yeah, I liked it, but you know how it's been with liking pilots of things before.
Yeah, but I feel like as well, if they've got 8 episodes,
yep,
that's a good thing.
Yeah, definitely.
For you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right, you know what it's time for, Mason.
What's it time for?
What we reading?
Oh, what we gonna read. What we gonna read. Yeah, nice. Theme.
I'm doing the theme. Diego asked,
oh yes,
whether there's a little laugh at the end of the What We Reading theme.
Uh-huh.
I think where I go like,
yeah,
like that.
Uh-huh.
That's in the theme. Good. That's not me doing it every week. So just so you know, Mason, you don't listen to this.
No. But
what are you reading?
I'm not
what?
Listening now.
Or do you want me to go What We Reading
yeah,
first?
Yeah, go ahead. I've got some.
Well, I've been reading. Oh, okay. Yeah, me?
Well, actually, we mentioned it last week, so this doesn't really count, but I'm caught up on Injustice.
Oh, me too. It's great.
Recommended, but it's good. It's
very good.
Because I heard earlier, like the first couple of issues of that,
yeah,
people were not keen on it.
Yeah.
And I think it's just because it's such a...
It's a radical departure.
Well, it's not even a radical departure. It's an alternate dimension. It's a really... Like, it's an unpleasant world.
Yes, it is.
Because
it's very much like the Irredeemable World.
Yeah. Like, it's for... Just spoilers for like the first issue or first two issues. Superman does kill his own wife and unborn child,
yeah,
thinking that they're Doomsday.
Yeah.
And then Metropolis is destroyed with a nuclear weapon.
Yes.
So that is unpleasant.
And then he puts his arm through the Joker.
Oh, yeah, he pulls the Joker's heart out. So it's like that's quite an unpleasant kind of gruesome world.
Yeah.
And so I think initially people were like, well, it's going to be based on a video game. It's kind of a gross storyline.
Yeah.
It's not going to be any good.
It's not real in the DC canon. And
yeah, exactly. But on... but. That actually works in its favor.
Yeah.
Like it's...
Because you can do things that you wouldn't... You can kill a bunch of characters.
You can kill a bunch of characters. Like, there's a lot more sort of intrigue and political issues.
Yeah.
Like, more complicated than you'd think for something based on a video game. Because normally anything based on a video game, the characters show up, they do their moves from the video game, and then the series is over, right?
Yeah.
It's exactly like that. But there's more intrigue. You're right, they can do anything with the characters.
Mm.
They can kill anyone. They can introduce... different versions of the characters.
Yeah.
We see a lot of characters that aren't in the video game.
You see a Johnny Constantine.
You see Johnny Constantine.
He's great.
He's in character, which is nice.
Yeah.
You see a lot of magic people.
Yeah.
And ultimately they're all doomed because they're not in the video game.
But... Well, maybe they'll be in the sequel.
Oh yeah.
They're making a sequel.
Yeah, okay.
So yeah.
Yeah, but anybody's at risk, and it's quite like it's kind of like
except for the people in the first video game.
Yeah, they're all fine. but it's kind of, you know, it's the storyline is more complex. Like it's, you know, Superman can put his foot down and say, I'm ending all war in the world.
Yeah.
But, you know, in a worse comic book, that'd be it kind of thing.
Yeah.
But in this, you know, the issues that have created the war in the first place are still in place.
Yeah.
You know,
and it's not...
That hatred or whatever is still simmering underneath.
And it's not suddenly Batman is opposed. Like, he's always opposed, but he doesn't... That slowly happens.
Yeah, it's
they
a
slowly
slow
drift apart.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
then certain people die and whatever. And then... Superman kind of goes fully the way he is, and Batman grabs his crew and it's on.
Mm.
I'm actually doing a video. Actually, this will be out when people hear it. A best Batman Superman fights.
Oh, yes.
So I've been reading every Batman Superman fight comic that I can find.
Right.
There's a lot of not as good ones.
Yeah. Is there a Lego Superman and Batman fight?
I'm sure there is.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, you better get on that, mate.
It's a tough list to make though, because I don't normally rank them, but I'm actually ranking
you're
those
rank
ones.
Them.
So yeah, you got a favorite?
I'm gonna give you the hot tip.
Yeah.
Your ranking's wrong, mate. People on the internet are gonna say.
I've tried to also
wrong.
Factor in because I asked people like, and I've tried to factor in what people like as well as my own.
Oh yes.
Take, but right. Hey, whatever.
Yeah, cool.
It's not gonna be right regardless.
No,
yeah.
not, no.
That's why I don't like ranking things.
Yeah, I can tell.
Yeah, but no, that let's just say that Injustice may make it on the list, Mason.
Oh.
It does.
Oh.
I actually read also Ant-Man issue 1, which is a new Scott Lang comic.
Oh, yes. He's back from the dead. I think he was dead for a while.
He was. Yeah. He's time traveling.
Did I explain it? Really?
Not in this, but in his daughter goes to the past and brings him to the present or something.
Okay.
Yeah, or something like that.
Kang the Conqueror style.
Kang the Conqueror style. And yeah, it's basically he's back to his kind of roots where his daughter's at high school. And his ex-wife hates him and he doesn't have a job and he tries to work for Tony Stark and Tony Stark's like, you're kind of a flake and whatever.
Yeah, you're not even a real scientist ultimately.
And he's like, exactly. And he's like, you're kind of unreliable. And he's like, Tony Stark's like the worst. How dare he call me unreliable? But it's good. And it's like $4 or $5. Yeah, but it's like it's quite lengthy, which is which is good for the first issue. So I would say if you want to see some Ant-Man and you don't know anything about Ant-Man, I'd say it's a good place. If you want to read some Ant-Man, so it's a good place to start.
Nice. Cool.
Yeah.
Also, Comic Book Resources released their top 100 comic books of the year.
Oh.
Like not individual issues, but just series. When not a comic book.
Oh, what?
You...
I transcribe these with pictures every week.
Oh, then I can't explain that. Anyway, it's a pretty good list. Like, it's a top 100 series.
Yeah.
I guess there's a lot of comic books come out in a year.
Yes.
But it's quite a good list. Ms. Marvel is number one.
Really?
Oh, good. That's good.
Wait, can I see the cover of that? I can't remember whether I've read it. I haven't read it. That's one of the ones I got to read.
The Lightning Bolt.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one. Saga, I'm a big fan of that.
Saga's great.
Anyway, check this out.
Can you read me the top 10?
Okay, yep. Ms. Marvel 1.
Yep.
Saga.
Yep.
Great. The Multiversity, which I don't think
I've
finished
I've read one
yet.
Issue.
Yeah.
And I got to read the rest.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Moon Knight is great.
I'm reading it at the
Warren
moment.
Ellis version is great. I don't like the next storyline set as much.
Is that the Warren Ellis one?
Well, yeah, it's the first year.
Oh, the first year. Okay, yeah.
The opening stuff, I think, is super good. But
yeah.
It's still good. The next season's still good. But I think Warren Ellis has a certain knack for writing
comics.
Crazy comics, certainly. But, like, just crazy outlier kind of characters. Sure. Moon Knight is definitely that. Sex Criminals was good.
That's great.
Right. So Lumberjanes.
Haven't read
it. Talk about Lumberjanes? No. It's an all-ages book, and it's about these five girls... All, you know, we're all very different, but they're a summer camp, and the summer camp is filled with crazy supernatural stuff.
Cool.
And it's super fun.
Supernatural.
7 is Lazarus, which is a sci-fi book that I've heard nothing about,
don't
but I'm
that.
Into that. 8 is Afterlife with Archie, which is
that's
Archie
supposed
series.
To be amazing.
Apparently, Archie's gone, like, a lot of stuff has been happening in Archie in the last couple of years. Like, I've seen the fringes of it, but a lot of crazy stuff. Like, there was a. Like.
Isn't he dead?
Yeah, like, he's been. Like, the Archie universe, there's, like, the regular Archie universe, which is the kids' one, which is everybody's having fun and going and...
I'm getting a milkshake.
Getting a milkshake, exactly. Going to Pop's Chocolate Shop. I know a lot about Archie. Anyway...
One of your favourite comics is Archie and the Punisher.
Yeah, exactly.
Team,
it's a great one. Yeah. But, yeah, like, there's separate ones where there's, like... There was a series called Life with Archie where it went into two parallel universes. One where he married Betty, one where he married Veronica. And they had, like, real life troubles. And I think he gets shot to death or something. Anyway, this is...
Is he trapped in a hell of his own making?
Yeah, I guess so, but yeah. But anyway, Afterlife with Archie. It's apparently a little bit disturbing.
Okay.
So that's good. Let's see. 9 is The Wicked and the Divine, which is about gods coming to Earth and inhabiting human bodies every...
Get out of our bodies, gods. That's what I say.
Thank you. Exactly. If only somebody had said that in the book. But it's about, and they, like, every 100 years they come to Earth and they inhabit the bodies and then they sort of live these rock star lives and then they die again. And it's kind of...
That sounds like an amazing thing to do.
Exactly. And number 10 is She-Hulk, which
okay,
is always...
Cool. Solid.
I've never read
She-Hulk.
A bad She-Hulk book.
Really?
Like, ever.
Wow.
Yeah, I know, right?
What's number 11? Is it The Weekly Planet?
Yeah, it's The Weekly Planet podcast.
What is it actually?
I don't know. Let me check.
No, I thought Witches would be on there.
That's
just started. It's only like 3.
Okay, right. Wow, too early to say. Okay, hang on. It's loading. Hawkeye?
Yeah, actually.
My Life is a Weapon. That's
I'm reading that
series.
Also at the
yeah,
moment.
Great.
I'm reading
okay.
a lot of stuff.
These are really good. Number 12 is Seconds, which I didn't love.
Haven't read.
That's the by the Scott Pilgrim guy.
Oh, right. Yeah, you mentioned that, actually.
I mentioned it. Also, people wrote in to say they didn't enjoy it either. So... I didn't recommend it, I just said I was reading it. This segment's called What I Read and What I Gonna Read, or whatever it's called. It's not called What I Recommendin', alright?
What I'm Gonna Recommend.
Yeah. And there's a whole bunch of other stuff. Anyway, just,
cool.
just look that up.
Alright, I will.
Yeah.
Charles White has a recommendation.
Oh, yes.
He gave us a few, but the one that I picked out is a Cletus Cassidy Axis Carnage story.
Oh.
It's brutal and funny. It's where Cletus Cassidy grows a conscience after a massive battle between heroes and villains of the Marvel Universe. He wants to be good, but he keeps being brutal and killing... Or horribly maiming people. Fun romp, recommended.
Sounds like a fun romp.
Yes. P.S. Mason, you're a dickhead. Give me some of that Nazi gold.
You can't have any of my Nazi gold.
Okay.
Okay, good. Good reference. You can't have any.
And this is from Dom.
Yes.
Hi, guys. My name is Dom. I live in Pittsburgh. I was wondering if you guys could say your thoughts on Batman The Long Halloween. This isn't a what we're reading.
Uh-huh.
But
just generally.
Yeah, sure.
It's one of your faves, right?
It is. I personally think it's an amazing story and one of my favorites. I'd love to hear your thoughts. Also, could I be the official Subway sub of the podcast?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Do you like Subway?
Sort of. We've had this
terrible bread.
Yeah,
we've had this conversation a lot in our real life,
like dozens of times. It's always exactly the same. If the bread's good, the sandwich is good. All the condiments and all the meat, it's fine. It's just whatever.
I find with Subway, whatever I order, no matter what it is, and I have said this to you before.
Oh, did you hear that? That's the sound of literally thousands of people switching to Subway. Did you hear that? Go on. Now we're alone.
It's always exactly.
Let's have the conversation we always have when we're alone about Subway sandwiches.
It's always exactly the same. It tastes the same no matter what I get.
Huh.
I don't know. Maybe it's just me.
Just a sort of a meaty mush.
Yeah, but like a sauce, but it's like I could get a mustard, I could get a whatever. It doesn't matter.
It's all the same because it's too cold. Anyway, yeah, you're right.
Yeah. I love The Long Halloween and its follow-up, Dark Victory. Mm. They're both very good.
Yeah.
I'm actually also doing a video. I'm kind of roughly planning it. Best Batman stories that aren't like Year One, Dark Knight Returns,
right.
Scott Snyder's run, and whatever, which are all amazing.
Yep.
Does that count as something that not everybody's read as like a kind of?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah
cool. Because I feel like not everybody knows it.
Yeah, no,
but
you're
I really like it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, I love the art in it as well. It's cool. Good. Yeah. In summary, it's okay, isn't it?
Yeah.
Dom,
one thumb up each.
Yes. No, I love it. That's what we're reading for this week.
Yay.
Time for letters.
Oh, yes.
This is from Patrick. So Disney owns everything, right? Like everything, correct?
Yep.
Could Disney legally do a Star Wars Marvel crossover? I know that the storylines wouldn't align at all, and it would be a very bad idea, but I was curious if you guys think it's even possible. If it is, then it's even terrifying. And then it's terrifying. Food for thought. Thanks and goodbye. Sincerely, Patrick. P.S. I'd like to be the official listener from Maine. You know that state with all the goddamn lighthouses.
And lobsters.
Really?
Oh, nom, 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 nom.
You're a lobster fan?
Yeah.
Do you like the song Rock Lobster?
It's all right.
Okay, good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that Subway?
What if they did a lobster sub?
Get it out of here, mate.
Yeah.
It's no good.
What was the question?
Marvel. Could they legally do a Star Wars Marvel crossover?
Yes, they definitely could.
Legally, definitely.
Oh, definitely.
Also, Marvel...
Morally? Mm.
Star Wars comics used to be printed by Marvel originally.
Yes, they're printed by Marvel again.
They're back now. It's just happened. The New Year's had all ticked over. There was an amazing deal on Dark Horse, which I probably should have mentioned. I think it was something like $50 for every Star Wars comic.
This is on Comixology?
No, this is the Dark Horse app, because Dark Horse aren't on Comixology.
Right.
$50 for everything.
Wow.
So I didn't, is the deal done now? I think it's done, yeah. I didn't get it.
If only there was another way to get all the Dark Horse Star Wars comics off the internet somehow. Maybe they'll do the deal again. We can only hope. We can only hope.
So I think now that that's happened, all those comics now go over to Marvel as well. I don't know if... I'm pretty sure Dark Horse don't own them anymore. I might be wrong. So legally, yes, they can do it. Should they do it? No. Definitely
just
not.
Just leave it there.
Well, Patton Oswalt has that amazing Parks and Rec rant where he talks about all the universes converging, Star Wars and Marvel and whatever, through the Infinity Gauntlet.
Yep,
So you could make it make sense, but I don't think.
Because it's...
Unless this Men in Black 22 Jump Street crossover has, like... flick switches in people's brains, which it probably has.
Yeah.
If these properties start to tank, it's possible.
They'll just put them together. They'll be like one last gasp.
Whatever. Let's have Mark Hamill fight Captain America, fight Chris Evans.
Yeah, I don't know. It's not... It's because they're it's a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away.
Exactly.
So do you make it a parallel universe? Do you make it a time travel story?
Yeah.
There's been at least two... Star Trek X-Men crossovers.
Yeah.
Where my favorite part of that is where...
Wait, which Star Trek?
It's original. The first one's original series. Yeah. And the second... I think the first one they did solely because each universe has a character called Dr. McCoy. And they wanted the gag where somebody calls for Dr. McCoy and they're both like, yes. I think that's... Anyway,
that's how the deal was.
Yeah. There's a scene in that where Gladiator, who's like... Marvel Superman, like he's Kree, and it's like Superman, but he's purple and he's got a mohawk, and he becomes more powerful the more confident he gets.
Yeah,
and he's a real smug prick, so he's really powerful all the time. And there's just a brief moment where he punches the Enterprise. So it's my favorite part.
Does he like knock it down? A guy swatting a frisbee out of the air.
Yeah, no, and then he damages the shields, and people are like, well, the classic when somebody. Something happens to a Star Trek ship and it goes flying.
Yeah.
And the panel explodes for no reason.
If there's artificial gravity on that ship, why would it go flying? Because you could flip that ship upside down and everybody stays up the right way.
Look, don't bring logic into this.
All I'm saying is, which McCoy is better?
Good question. Look, human McCoy's more ornery, certainly.
Yes.
Mutant McCoy's more hairy.
I feel like Mutant McCoy is probably a better doctor in general.
I would say so, yeah.
Because McCoy's always like just waving a stick and being like, yeah, it's probably whatever.
Look, I'm just fixing your bones with this yeah. stick.
If you give present him with a proper modern-day medical emergency...
where's my sticks? So anyway, we're talking, I'm Marvel. I don't think it'd work because you have to incorporate time travel and like vast...
Or dimensions.
Yeah, or vast intergalactic distances.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
What about like a...
And also,
What about like an Elseworld kind of movie where it's not in canon... Whatever.
You're talking. That's Star Wars Christmas special territory. So, and also I think the Star Trek X-Men works because Star Trek has a sort of a functional society.
Yeah.
And the X-Men can go, okay, well, they're going to go their way and we're going to go ours and everything's going to be fine.
Yeah.
But I think if the heroes of the Marvel Universe ran into the Star Trek or the Star Wars characters, they'd be like, well, they're fighting this interstellar battle for the future of everybody in their galaxy.
Yeah.
We have to intervene in this. Yeah, in our past or whatever, we have to intervene in this.
Yeah, you're right.
Like, we've got to get the Infinity Gauntlet. It would
just go forever.
It would go forever and it would kind of... Yeah, it would take up all their time.
Yeah.
It would be a massive inconvenience, basically.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, fair enough. Also, like, who's got the Force then? You converge universes.
Good point. Who gets the force in our universe, exactly. Or are midichlorians exclusive to that?
Wait, so the Marvel universe is our universe, is it? Just so we're clear. That's the real universe.
Yeah, exactly. The other one's crazy. No, I think you'd have to say that... Because what you'd have to do is you'd have to introduce... You'd have to say, okay, midichlorians are a thing, and they're exclusive.
Do you have to, though?
Yeah, you have to, because then you say, and they're exclusive to that galaxy. Like, unless you were born in that galaxy, you can't use the Force.
Right.
Because otherwise, then Marvel characters would have to, you know, some of them would become Force sensitive and get Force powers.
Yeah.
And then what can the Star Wars characters get?
And then can they bring that back to the regular universe
exactly,
as well?
Yeah.
Like, Star Wars character could get like a shield, like a big spangly shield.
Oh, spangly shield, sure, yeah.
Like some kind of
armor. Oh, who's worthy to lift Thor's hammer?
Probably Mark Hamill,
exactly.
Real
life Mark Hamill, exactly.
Do you reckon Harrison Ford would have a good snark off with Tony Stark?
Oh, yeah,
Han
probably.
Solo,
yeah.
Tony Stark? Yeah. Who's cooler?
Tony Stark.
Get out of here.
No, he is.
Then Han Solo in his prime Han Solo, shooting Greedo through the desk.
Yeah, good point.
Cooler than... Come on.
That would be an... They would definitely put that scene in, though.
Where they sit down at together.
They sit down at together and Han shoots first, but Tony Stark's prepared for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be pretty
Because he's
good.
Wearing an Iron Man
he's
suit.
He's wearing an Iron Man suit, exactly, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
That would be sweet.
Yeah, but so, it's not going to happen.
I don't know, I want to see this now.
Yeah, now that we've sprinkled a little podcast magic on top of it, of course you want to see it.
Yeah, never happened.
It'd be garbage.
But, yeah. This is from Aiden. Hey guys, this is my first time emailing you and I wanted to know whether you guys are offended by the character of Captain Boomerang. I was just asking because it seems like the Australian equivalent of blackface. Australia also has a history of doing the blackface.
Yeah, that's true. It's
so
the worst.
The Australian equivalent of blackface is also blackface.
Correct.
But does it offend you in
Not
any way?
Not at all, no.
It is a follow-up question.
Yes.
Have you ever seen anybody throw a boomerang and it's worked?
Never. Literally never in my life. I mean, I've seen somebody throw a boomerang and it's sort of curved a bit.
Yeah.
But I've never live and seen anyone throw a boomerang and it's come all the way around and they've caught it.
Or come all the way around.
No, exactly, yeah. Normally it's somebody...
Because you could catch it.
Yeah.
If it came, like, you could...
Yeah,
anyway,
totally.
Whatever.
I've seen a number of people throw them toward, like, a lake and it's just fallen in the lake. You know? They're like, if this works, I'm the coolest man in the world, and it didn't work. Not that that's a regular occurrence.
No.
Like, I don't know it, yeah. I don't know anyone with a boomerang, because they're all in lakes.
That's right, yeah.
But it is not like blackface, because we're privileged white guys.
That's right, exactly,
so
yeah.
It's not even close. I don't know. I think Australians generally are very amused by any kind of stereotypical Australian.
Yeah.
Like, the... Bart versus Australia episode.
I love that. You know what? I still think that's a sore point for some Australians.
Some people were very offended.
I love that episode.
Yeah.
I think it's so funny.
Yeah, yeah.
What are the dollars that they call?
$900 dues. Yeah. Every part of that's great.
It's so
and they're like, we gotta call the Prime Minister.
like next door.
He's floating down in a pool. Like he's shirtless and he's in like a floaty pool.
Which isn't that dissimilar from our Prime Minister. Yeah. Except our Prime Minister's more racist.
Yeah, I'd rather have the Simpsons Prime Minister, I'll be honest with you.
Dollary doos. Yeah. That's great. And Knifey Spoonie's great.
Somebody built their own, like it's on Boing Boing or whatever, so track it down. It's like they've built their own like boxed game of Knifey Spoonie.
Oh yeah.
Pretty with its own rules. It's great.
Awesome. Thanks, Aiden.
Yeah.
Hey guys, this is a nice email. My name is James. That's him.
Oh, yes.
Yes. It's more than one. There you go.
Yeah, in the world.
Yeah. I'm 18. I live in the UK. And for many years now, I've struggled with depression and various other conditions. I do not lead a normal life. I will not consider myself a happy person. That is until I wake up every Monday morning and listen to your podcast. I do not have many friends, but consider you guys both a great part of my life. You make me smile and laugh every week without fail, which is not something that happens for a lot for me. You two are great people and you do a great thing by bringing laughter to the world. And when you both die, you can rest knowing what many people cannot, that you left the world a better place than when you entered it. Not true. Or true.
James, are we going to die? What?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, this ends with a threat.
Oh, no.
No,
fair enough.
I look forward to what is hopefully many more podcasts. Thank you. That's a super nice email.
That is a super nice
thank
email.
You.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm glad we can bring something to you know, something nice and whatever yeah. to your ears.
Oh yes,
better place, the world because of us.
No,
confirmed.
Oh great. Okay, cool.
No, that's super cool. So thank you, James.
Thanks, buddy.
Hope everything's working out. Seem like a good dude, and you write a lovely email.
Oh yes.
Speaking of lovely emails, Mason.
Oh yes.
This one's from Flavia, probably the fifth or so female listener.
Great.
Hello, I've been listening to your podcast for 1.5 months now. I'd really like to know your thoughts on the best and worst comic book villains. By the way, can I be the official Brazilian of the podcast?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. We should do a villains versus villains episode. Do you want to do it next week? Or is there something else out?
What is happening?
I don't know.
Should we do most anticipated movies? Or...
Okay, let's do that next week.
Okay, how about this? We'll do that next week.
Yeah.
Unless people email us in... Or whatever they do. How do they contact us? It doesn't matter. Anyway, let us know if you've got some sweet villain matchups you'd like us to talk about.
Yes.
And if we get enough of those,
we'll
do versus.
We'll do it at some point.
Yeah, and otherwise we'll do most anticipated of the first quarter.
But we'll definitely get enough, without a doubt.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
I'm going to have to whittle it down like a lot because we got like last time.
No, we'll get none. Send him hundreds.
And also the deal is as well, we'll only use a character like once.
Yep. Okay.
So I'll pick the best, or we'll pick the. Yep. Well, I'll pick
for
the
those
best.
For the new listeners. We did an episode where we did a versus episode, various heroes versus one another, because everybody wants to know who's better, Superman or the Hulk.
Yeah.
James Bond versus Indiana Jones.
That's my favorite.
That's a personal favorite that nobody else seems to like.
Yeah.
And again, so everybody knows if you've always wondered like who would win in a battle between Doctor Doom and somebody from the DC universe.
Doctor Doom from a different time period.
Thank you. Good. Great. Or like, anybody.
Sinestro,
there we go. That'll be a good one.
Yeah.
But remember, we have a ground rule.
Mm-hmm.
There's a football field.
Yes, American football field.
American football field, standard size.
Yes.
Friday Night Lights style. They appear at either end,
mm-hmm.
and they have to kill each other.
Yeah. if it's a hero, they incapacitate, if that's their thing. Uh-huh. Villains usually just
kill.
They're
going for the kill, I would say. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Cool. This sounds great.
Yeah.
And then maybe we'll then do a down the line. We'll do a heroes villains one.
Sometime. Also, they're in their prime, right?
In their prime.
In their prime. Okay. Cool.
Unless you specify an era.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But don't do that complicated. Don't make it complicated.
Let's say prime. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool. All right. Done. I actually have an email here from a young Nick Mason.
What?
This is from you.
Huh.
I was just going through some old emails.
Oh yes.
This is
going to be embarrassing for me.
No, it's actually not.
Huh.
It's not really that interesting, but I just thought it's an interesting look at the past that probably no one cares about except me and you. Probably not even you, to be honest. This is when I was in Italy in 2008.
Oh, yes.
I was in Europe. You have been to Europe. I have been to Europe, but you have never seen the movie Iron Man. Check and mate. P.S. Wait till after the credits. You will pee your pants.
There you
All
go.
Caps.
There you go.
There you go. That's cool.
I remember that. I remember sending that.
Yeah.
Because Iron Man wasn't out in Italy at the time.
No, it was.
Oh, but it was in
Italian.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I was losing my mind.
Yeah.
People were like, look, it's all the art. It was all the greatest art in Florence.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't care. I just want to see Iron Man.
Yeah.
And I did see, I finally found a cinema in Rome. And oh, I saw it and it was great.
Yeah.
And I did pee my pants. But before.
Huh.
So,
yeah.
Just before I went in. Great. So, yeah. Fantastic. Also, in the middle of the movie, it stopped. And they're like, it's time for a break.
What?
Yeah, I'm like, come on.
Italy's crazy. We're going to smoke cigarettes.
Yeah, that's right. Mm. What are they up to? Also, a quick shout out to Eric Lippi.
Oh, yes.
To Tim and Kristen, who are engaged, and the one in the official they want to be the official engaged couple of the show, and they want to be the official married.
We've had some engagements before, but nobody's ever asked to be the official engaged couple, so correct. I guess you win.
You got it.
Yeah.
They also want to be the official married couple when it's happened, but I say let's just...
Yeah, let's hold on.
Come on.
I'm not saying it's not going to happen.
I am.
No. Okay, well, all I'm saying is if somebody wants to sneak in first...
Good point.
You don't even have to be married. You don't even have to be a couple. Just some guy. Just email in. You can have it.
Okay, this is from Eric Lippi.
Yes.
This is a sense of right. It's a sense of right. You know, one of those... knockoff packets of toys.
Oh, yeah, totally, yeah. Like a Justice League, but a cheap knockoff.
But it's just like, it's a mixture of whatever. So this is the lineup of the Sense of Justice toys, okay? A car.
Oh, yeah, sure.
What looks like some kind of blue Power Ranger with the body of He-Man.
Oh, yeah, cool. Superman. So Power Ranger's helmet, but He-Man body.
Yeah, Superman, but with the sleeves like rolled up.
Oh, nice, like a three-quarter sleeve.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Batman.
Like he's just washed his hands in a sink, but he hasn't. He doesn't want to get his sleeves wet, but he... Yeah, okay, good.
Exactly. Batman with an aqua suit but a purple bat symbol.
Oh, yeah, cool.
And a very thin head. Mm. Spider-Man and Shrek.
Nice. What a combination.
That's pretty good, isn't it?
That's a good combination. Yeah, no, that's... Love it. Yeah, yeah, aqua
and
Batman.
And you notice the picture on the box also doesn't line up with what's in it.
Can I grab
There's like the Ninja Turtles and this.
Okay. Oh, yeah, no, there's some... Yeah, there's a whole team of Ninja Turtles. Batman's there. Yeah, cool. Black Spider-Man's there. Mr. Incredible. Donkey. Oh, yeah, one of the cars from Cars. Okay, that makes total sense. Yeah, okay, great. I love
just
it.
Just all sorts of universes combining.
Nice. Oh, yeah. Man, see, that's what we want. That's the future.
Exactly.
Like, once we've nailed this Marvel Star Wars situation.
Exactly. So we love incongruous DVD packs.
Definitely.
Which is DVDs that don't make sense together. Yeah. And we're not talking like... two DVDs which have been like cellophane together at
correct.
Walmart, which is fine, which is also good. We're talking like same box.
Yep.
Like the box is split in two and it's like 50 First Dates and like 30 Days of Night.
Yeah,
something.
But because it's just numbers. But I also don't like the His and Hers.
I feel
that's been specifically engaged. Yeah. To be like, well, she loves this crap and you love this crap. Hard, so just shut up and watch that one and then you can watch your one kind of thing. But yeah, but I like if it's like, Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey, Gattaca. Yeah. You're like, how did that happen? You know?
Time travel?
Yeah.
That's not time travel. No, Gattaca, is
genetics.
It? Genetics. Yeah. Yeah. Well, thank you for the themes, Gabriel.
Hang on, did you not have one there?
Not what?
A DVD pack.
No, that was it. No, I'm saying that I put these in the same category.
Oh, okay, right. Pack. Okay, right.
Like just nonsense.
I got so excited.
Nonsense packed
yeah,
together.
Yeah, totally. Great. All right, send us some of that. More
actually...
of those.
People should DVD pack you at Wikipedia Brown.
Yeah.
Because you like them.
I do.
And sometimes I forget. No, so, that's right. Yeah. Themes. Gabriel Bruton, Joseph Lisk.
The Brute and the Basilisk.
Yeah. I don't think we thanked him the last couple of weeks, so thank you.
Double thanks.
Yes. Where can people find us, Mason?
We're at Weekly Planet Pod on Twitter.
Just a sec. Do you want to legitimately get Subway after this? And
No.
Okay. Sorry, go on.
Oh, you've ruined this. Sorry. I just started thinking about old bread. We're right in the old bread zone, man. It's the time for it.
You're right.
At Weekly Planet Pod on Twitter and Gmail and Facebook.
Correct.
I'm at Wikipedia Brown.
I'm at Mr. Sunday Movies and on YouTube.
Yeah. Mm. Patreon.com/Mr. Sunday Movies.
Yes.
If you'd like to contribute to the show.
Yes.
Like a couple of bucks a month.
We really appreciate it. Yeah.
It'd be no pressure.
And Redbubble t-shirts. If you Google.
Golden Legend.
Yes.
But I just go to redbubble.com and
Or just Google Weekly Planet t-shirts.
Oh, yeah.
You'll find it. Whatever.
Yeah. But yeah. You guys are savvy with the internet.
You guys.
You know how this works.
Now, next week also, in case we don't do those episodes we talked about, Mason, you've promised to explain Hey Hey It's Saturday.
Oh, jeez. I've made no promises.
Sorry. I know you don't want to talk. Nobody's going to know what I'm talking about. No. I apologize. Yeah. But yeah. It's a great show, isn't it?
I think if you wiki Hey Hey It's Saturday, you'll be confused and there'll also be some of that blackface we talked about.
Yes, so, exactly.
God.
Sorry for springing that on you.
No, it's quite all right.
That's the show, guys. Thank you for listening.
Grab that jam, guys.
Sorry, grab a jam, yes.
You have to apologize.
For what?
Just grab that jam, man.
Oh, no, but I was apologizing for it because I'd forgotten.
Don't apologize. Never apologize.
Okay.
Grab that gem in terms of never apologizing. Okay. That's one of the ways you can grab that gem. You know what I mean?
Okay, cool.
Yeah, so just all grab right. that gem.
Done. Have a good week, everybody.
Okay, bye.
$900, dude!
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.